the end of the Rabbah's night.
What Gemara is
it? Mar Brachas. We're trying to hand out a new parak here, which is called Shlosha She'achlu.
Which are Brachas 2 or Brachas 1?
Yeah, Brachas 2 probably. Memhei. Memhei
Menach. That's funny, somebody else says. That's for you. This is mine.
All right, gentlemen. So we'll get seated.
The two sheets.
Four sides. So the Mishnah begins the seventh parak. Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas chayovim lezamin. So Rashi says chayovim lezamin lehizdame yachad letziruf bracha b'loshen rabim. So there's a tziruf to gather them together b'loshen rabim in the plural kagon nevarich. And the Mishnah establishes that as a chiyuv. So if three people ate together, and we have to learn exactly what it means to eat together. But once that happens, then they have a chiyuv to be mezamein together. And that means they have to get together for a tziruf bracha. Now, if you take a look on Daf Memches Amid Beis, fast forward a little bit, so the Gemara is going to establish that we derive zimun actually from psukim in the Torah. And the Gemara has this long, complicated drasha towards the middle of Memches Amid Beis. Tana Rabbana minayin lebirchas amozim min haTorah shenemar vechalta v'savato v'erachto. And the Gemara goes through every single part of the pasuk. So the first part of the pasuk, uberachto, zu birchas hazon, which means the first of the three brachos. Now, when I say three brachos, we'll see that actually there are four brachos, and that's because we add hatov ha'metiv. And then we have Es Hashem Elokecha, right? It says Ubirachtos Hashem Zu Birchas Hazimun. Very interesting that Es Hashem Elokecha, because if you have a minion, you mention God's name, so that's called Birchas Hazimun. Then it says Ala Oretz Zu Birchas Oretz. So that's what we call Nodilcha. And then Hatova Zu Bone Yerushalayim, because Hatova refers to the beautiful Yerushalayim. And then we have Asher Nosan Loch Zu Atova Meitiv. So it's very interesting that in this sugya we derive zimun from the pasuk Uberachtos Hashem Elokecha. However, there's another sugya which is at the beginning of this parak, and here the Gemara says Minani Mili, right here on Memheim and Aleph. How do we know Birchas HaZimun? So Rav Asi derives from Gadlu Lashem Iti Unirom Moshmo Yachtov, which is a pasuk in Tilim, and Rabbi Avo derives it from Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Gol Elokeinu, which is a pasuk in Chumash. But nobody mentions at all this pasuk over here, Obirachtos Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara here on Daf Mem Hei is totally oblivious of the Gemara on Daf Mem Chesamid Beis. Very, very strange. Now, let's raise the following question. Where does Birkas HaZimun exactly belong? Meaning, on a conceptual basis, is Birkas HaZimun part of Birkas HaMazon? Or is it a separate entity unto itself? Meaning, if you ask me to count up the brachas of Birkas HaMazon, I'll count HaZon, and then I'll count Yerushalayim, and I'll count HaTov HaMeitiv, Haaretz, and then and Yerushalayim and Atova Meitiv. I wouldn't count Zimun. Zimun is just an invitation to others to join me in one bracha, but it's not a part of Kriyat Shema. I'm sorry, scratch that. You see what my head is? Yeah, it's not a part of Birkas HaMazon. I meant to say, but yet we saw in this brice over here, this drasha Es Hashem Elokecha L'Rabos Zimun Birkas HaZimun. You know, you get the impression that the Braisa is integrating Zimun into this very pasuk of Birkas HaMazon. So Zimun is not just let's get together, Havla Nevarich, but Birkas HaZimun is itself Baruch Shachal Mishalo, or Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo. That itself is a bracha. Yeah. We're thanking Hashem for giving us the food, and we ate from His food. Again, it's not a bracha with Shem U'Malchus. It doesn't say Hashem Melech Olam, Elokeinu Melech Olam, but nevertheless, it definitely is a bracha. But is it a bracha that's part of Birkas Hamazon, or is it a separate entity?
So, if it was part of Birkas Hamazon, and we derive it from a pasuk in Chumash, then we wouldn't need the pasuk of Vachot Masvata Vachot Hashem Vachacha, because we'd learn it. If you already know that from Zimun that you have to bench,
right,
because that's what Zimun refers to,
right,
then you don't need Vachot Masvata.
Well, again, what we're doing is we're taking the Pasuk Vechalta Sovata and we're breaking it up into the various segments that make up Birkas Hamazon. What are the various brachos that make it up? I mean, you can't just say because of how are you going to derive Zimun from Havagodol Elokeinu? Or, for example, the Gemara has a Pasuk here of Neromimo Gadol Hashemit and Romashmo Yachto. I mean, that's not going to give you an entity of Zimun unless you first have Birkas HaMazon. Once you have Birkas HaMazon, which you derive from V'achalta V'savat V'rachta, now we're mezaming together, we invite ourselves together, you know, one invites the other, and we gather together for Birkas HaMazon. But, you know, you can't skip the step of Birkas HaMazon. Once you have Birkas HaMazon as an entity, then you can talk about Zimun. But what I'm saying is that what I found very surprising is that this Gemara Daf Mem Ches derives Zimun from the entire structure of Birkas HaMazon. The Pasuk of Birkas HaMazon has a couple extra words in it that tell you about Zimun. And it sounds like the Bracha of Zimun is one of the integral segments or one of the integral Brachas of Birkas HaMazon. But again, that's a pretty radical Chiddush. Otherwise, if not for that, I would certainly assume that Zimun is some sort of introduction to Birkas HaMazon. It's as we said before, it's an invitation to others to join you, but it's not a bracha min abrachos. It's not part of Birkas HaMazon. So what I'd like you to look at is the Gvuras Yitzchak that I gave you to look at. And we'll start with the first paragraph, and then as usual we go to the Rambam. He says the following. In this halacha of Zimun that is formulated here at the beginning of Perek Shvi, we're required, if three people eat together, to have Zimun. What exactly is happening? Are we adding a bracha, a separate bracha, which is called Zimun? And the Gemara, as we saw earlier on Mem Ches Amud Beis, derives this bracha of Zimun from the Pasuk V'achalta V'savata Birachta. Yesh la'ayin, let's try to think and investigate this. Is this bracha a separate, unique bracha of Zimun as an independent entity? It's a bracha unto itself. And it's not part of the Iker bracha of Birkas HaMazon. Or perhaps, hach bracha shel Zimun, havi b'chlal Birkas HaMazon. Maybe we're integrating this bracha into the structure, into the framework of Birkas HaMazon. Now, of course, you'll ask me, well, let's say I didn't have a Zimun. I'm benching myself, right? So if I'm alone, me, myself, and I, then there's no Birkas HaZimun. So if Birkas HaZimun is an integral part of Birkas HaMazon, then what do we do in the case of a Yachid? He's eating by himself. He doesn't have Birkas HaZimun. Are we to say, therefore, that he's missing one chunk of Birkas HaMazon? That's a little bit odd. But the answer is going to be the following, that if he doesn't have three people, then we don't have that bracha of Zimun. When you have three people, you have the bracha of Zimun. Now that you have the bracha of Zimun, you integrate it into the very fabric of Birkas HaMazon. So he begins his analysis, as usual, with the Rambam. And we're going to read the Rambam carefully. This is the Rambam Perek Beis Milchus Brachos. And the Rambam tells us, say there Birkas HaMazon Kachi. Rishona, the first bracha, is Birkas HaZon. Second bracha, Birkas HaAretz. Third bracha is Bonei Yerushalayim. The fourth is HaTov VaMeitiv. So that's the Rambam in Perek Beis. He doesn't mention Zimun until three chapters later in Perek He. Shlosha Shachlu Kachas, Chayom Levarech Birkas HaMazon, Kodem, Birkas HaZimun, Kodem Birkas Hamazon. Ezi Birchas Hazimun, Imhayochlim Shlosha, Asara Mavarach Echemehem, Vyomim Nevarach Lelokain, Levarach Shachal Mishalom, Hakol Onim Barach Shachal Mishalom to Ochayinu, and then he goes on to talk about 10 people. So the Rambam leaves out Zimun back in Perek Beis when he presents the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. So in Perek Beis, he has Birkas HaMazon beginning with the bracha of Hazan, ending with the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv, and the Rambam doesn't whisper a word about Birkas HaZimun. Later on in Perek Hei, three chapters later, all of a sudden the Rambam goes into Birkas HaZimun, and he tells you exactly what you have to say. The Mezamin has to say Nevarech, and the others have to say Baruch Shachalnu, and so forth and so on. You get the impression from the Rambam that Birkas HaZimun is a separate entity. It's not an integral part of Birkas HaMazon. If Birkas HaZimun would be an integral part of Birkas HaMazon as another bracha, then the Rambam should have mentioned that back in Perek Beis, when he describes Birkas HaMazon, where he's telling you Birkas HaMazon is comprised of the following brachas. He should have added that if they have Shlosha, then they have to add another bracha to Birkas HaMazon. He never does the Rambam say or indicate that we have to add another bracha to Birkas HaMazon. The Rambam just has a mitzvah of Zimun. And therefore he says at the end of this paragraph, Milishna da Rambam beperk beis milchus brachos shlosh shachul kas chayom levarach birkas hazimun kodem birkas hamazon. You get the impression that this is just an introduction to birkas hamazon, but it stands on its own and it has its own status. That's the impression you get from the Rambam. Now, in the next paragraph, he goes on to a sugya on daf mem vav. So we can open up to that sugya, and this is smack in the middle of Mem Vavam and Aleph, after the two dots. At Heichan Birkas HaZimun. Now this is fascinating. We think Birkas HaZimun ends with Baruch Shachal Mishalom. That's not so, because Birkas HaZimun has to spill in to Birkas HaMazon itself. Rav Nachman Omar Ad Nevarach. Okay, so Rav Nachman says that Birkas HaZimun ends with we will be Mevarach together. But Rav Sheshet says Ad Hazon, which means that the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon is included in Zimun. Zimun doesn't end until after Birkas HaZon. Have you ever seen that, by the way? No? Now, I have a Talmud of mine, he's already quite a Talmud Chacham, and he's very makbid on that, very careful. Whoever's the Mezamin will recite the first brach of Hazan out loud.
Yeah. Sure. But I see that a lot, you know.
See that when people are running, planning to run away, or to just include a Zimun and then
disperse?
No, then the others bench later.
Oh, I see. But again, the impression you get from...
So that's part of the Zimun.
And according to Rav Sheshes, that's an integral part of the Zimun. According to Rav Sheshes, I would insist that only the Mezamein should make the first bracha, and then the rest of the people could join on and recite their own brachas after Hazan. But in any event, this is what the Gemara says over here. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Nema Kitanoi. Shall we suggest that this machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is machlokas tanoi? Ditani, Chada, one brisa says, Birkas HaMazon, Shnayim Ushlosha. It means it's made up of either two brachos or three brachos. The Gemara is going to argue that this brisa and even the next brisa completely omits Hatova Meitiv, which would sound like Hatova Meitiv is in its own category. It really is. It's loosely hanging on to Birkas HaMazon. Tanya Idach Shlosha Varba. So the Gemara says everybody agrees that both prices agree that Birkas Hatova Meitiv is not going to be calculated here in the numbers, not included in the numbers. Why? Because it's not part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Birkas HaMazon. Maila v'haka mifli. Should we interpret that this is the machlokas? Mandi omer shtayim u'shalosh. Kosovar ad hazon. According to this price of Shtayim v'shalosh, he holds like Rav Sheshes that the Zimun ends with Hazon. So it means, if they have a Zimun, how many brachas are you left with? Again, if you cut out Hatov HaMeitiv,
two.
No, because we're calculating now the brachas after Zimun. Okay, so it's Shnayim u'shlosha, meaning Shnayim is the two brachas that we're going to recite after Zimun is over, and Shalosh would be the three brachas if there is no Zimun. U'mandi omer Shalosh v'arba, kosover ad nevarech, that Zimun ends with just nevarech shachalim v'shalosh, is memela. We have Hazan that we have to recite, and we have Ha'oret, so we have Yerushalayim.
So that's three and four.
Just 1 second, Uman Diomar. Right, so how do we get four? Just 1 second.
The Zimun part. The Zimun's the first one.
Ah, so he's counting Zimun? So how does he get Shtayim v'Shalosh?
The first one, the Azan is part of the Zimun, so it's that's.
So, but Shalosh v'Arba? Well,
Shalosh v'Arba, then Zimun's by itself, and then Azan, and then you have the.
So that's how he gets Arba? By counting Zimun? In the case of Shtayim.
That's what I'm thinking, otherwise, how does he get that?
Just 1 second. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, beautiful. Excellent. So, Shtayim v'Shalosh, just 1 second, how do you work this out? I understand Shalosh v'Arba. Shalosh v'Arba means that if there's no Zimun, it's Shalosh.
Because then, if you do the Zimun, then the Zimun and Hazan are one. And then you have...
Just 1 second. I had this and I lost. 1 second. If I hold Shtayim v'Shalosh, oh, Rashi says the following. Let's learn Rashi. Shtayim v'Shalosh. Pa'omim shem shtei brachos. Pa'om shem shalosh. Ketzah. Kishem shlosha. Heim shalosh brachos. Ukshem shnayim him shtei brachos. Why? Because sovar brachas hazimun ad hazon. Ukshehen shnayim ein omrim ella brachas arutz ubodim shlaim. Madi yom shalosh v'arba kshen shnayim hare shalosh hazon brachas arutz ubodim shlaim kshen shlosha mosifim nevarech. Ah. See, Rashi says something a little different. Rashi's telling us that if you hold, like Rav Sheshes, that Birkas HaZimun includes Hazan, then we only recite Hazan if we have a Zimun. So in the absence of a Zimun, we can drop Hazan, and we're left with two brachas.
So now you got a problem with Chod V'Savata, because they're learning out Hazan also in that Pasuk of Chod V'Savata, no?
Right, so that Hazan, if you hold like Rav Sheshes, is an integral part of Zimun, and it's only recited when the Zimun.
So you don't say, but we said.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to go through the Gemara itself. I'm not reflecting on Mishnah Berurah, if you know what I mean. How we do it, but in the Gemara itself, the Gemara is saying that if we paskin like Rosh Sheshes, then we only recite Birkas Hazan in the framework of Zimun. So that gives us Shtayim. If on the other hand we don't have a Zimun, then it becomes Shalosh. Why does it become Shalosh? Just 1 second. Because we're going to add Birkas HaZimun.
It's a major chiddush to leave out Hazan as part of benching, because that skilo seems to be more important than the Yerushalayim and Israel,
right.
Considering the first part
is about you. You're right. We're going to have to figure out Rav Sheshes. I don't know if that's going to be a topic for tonight. But you're right, Rav Sheshes is very odd because he's leaving out Hazan unless you have a Zimun. Fine. Now, what's Shnayim v'Shalosh? So Shnayim v'Shalosh would mean that we're holding according to the Man D'Yomar who said, Rav Sheshes. And what's Shalosh v'Arba would mean we're rejecting Rav Sheshes. If we reject Rav Sheshes, then if you don't have a Zimun, there are three brachos, because Hazan is an integral part of Birkas HaMazon B'Yachid. And if you have a Zimun, then you add Birkas HaZimun and you jack up the number to four.
Yeah.
But well, what impression do you get back to our original question? Is Birkas HaZimun part of Birkas HaMazon or is it a separate entity?
It's part of it.
It's part of Birkas HaMazon. Haraya, that the number jumps up because you have Zimun. If you don't have Zimun, it's Shnayim. If you're whole like Rav Sheshes, because we drop HaZon. And if you have Zimun, you can add Birkas HaZimun. Okay, that's less of a proof because then we're reciting HaZon. Okay, but let's go to the next Shita. That's Rav Nachman, right? So you have Sholosh V'Arba. So Sholosh V'Arba means that even in the absence of Zimun, you'll still recite HaZon. So now you have three brachas. If you have Zimun, you jack it up to four. So it seems that the number four is indicative of the fact that Birkas HaZimun is part of Birkas HaMazon. Right. It's not a separate entity. That's what I think he's saying over here in this paragraph, Ulam. So I'm going to read to you the end of this paragraph, the last six lines. He says, Nira mizeh, the Birkas HaZimun lo avi bracha b'fnei atzma, v'eino michlal Birkas HaMazon, el dahavi michlal Birkas HaMazon. It's included in Birkas HaMazon. And that's why we're going to jack up the number. For example, according to Rav Nachman, Birkas HaMazon now with Zimun goes from 3 to 4. Rak t'yesh shnei sugei Birkas HaMazon. Right, we have Birkas HaMazon of a Yochid, that's without Zimun, and that comprises, let's say, two brachos, we're going to Rav Sheshes, two brachos or three brachos. Then we have Birkas HaZimun, Birkas HaMazon with Zimun of Shlosha, and now we have either three or four brachos. So on the one hand, the Rambam seems to indicate that Birkas HaZimun is a separate entity unto itself. Call it a harbinger, a precursor of Birkas HaMazon, but it's not part of Birkas HaMazon. That's why the Rambam omits it in Perek Beis. But on the other hand, this Gemara would seem to indicate that it's an integral part of Birkas HaMazon. And add to boot the Gemara on Memches that has a special pasuk in V'chalta V'savata V'erachta for Birkas HaZimut, which again would indicate that it's an integral part of Birkas HaMazon. Okay, that's as far as Mem Vav Amin Aleph is concerned. Now let's take a look on Daf Mem Vav Amin Beis, and we'll see if we can shed more light on our discussion. And we're looking for a Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see if we can find this. Where is it? Tistayim. Just one second. Alright, Shlokish. Where is this Gemara here? Alright, for the moment I'm not finding it, so we'll just read it here inside the pages I gave you. Okay. Now, the question the Gemara is addressing is, can two people who eat together be mezamen? Do they have that option? So the Gemara wants to derive from Rabbi Yochanan that they cannot be mezamen. There's no option for two people. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan says the following, Shnayim sha'ochlu ka'achas, echad mehem yotze bebirkas chavero. In other words, if two people are eating together, one recites Birkas HaMazon and the other one listens. So the Gemara asks, Maiko Mashmalon, Tnina, we have a general rule, Shama, if you hear someone else's bracha, you don't have to recite the bracha yourself, Yatza. So therefore, what is Rabbi Yochanan teaching me when he says that if you only have two people, one recites Birkas HaMazon for the other? I mean, that's just a general application of the principle of Shomea Ka'ona. Do you follow what I mean? I can always make a bracha and you listen to my bracha. So what's Rabbi Yochanan coming to teach me? So Amrav Zeh, Rabbi Zeh says, Lomar, he's coming to teach me She'ein Birchas HaZimun Beinehem. That one is going to be Mavarach for the other one, but there's no Zimun. He says to Father, V'hine, Rabbi Yochanan, Di'omer Shnayim Shachlu Ka'ach HaSechem Be'yotzi Ben Birkas Hamazon Shel Chavero, he's talking about two people that are reciting Birkas Hamazon. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Lomer Shel Otzarech Kol Echad Levarach Birkas Hamazon Liatzmo Ela Echad Yotzi Es Chaver B'Chovas Birkas Hamazon. So one could be Mevarach on behalf of the other one. Inemo, if we're going to say that Birkas Hazimin Lo Avi B'Chlal Birkas Hamazon Ela Chiv B'Fnei Atzmo Lomer Birkas Hazimun Lifnei Birkas Hamazon. My Shaykh is being Birkas Hazimun L'Chovas Birkas Hamazon. That's Rabbi Yochanan is telling me Allah in Birkas Hamazon, independent of Birkas Hazimun, meaning that in Birkas Hamazon, like any other bracha, I can make the bracha for you. And now the Gemara wants to conclude based on this statement of Rabbi Yochanan that there's no option of Zimun. Who's talking about Zimun? Zimun is not even a subject here. The subject of Rabbi Yochanan is one person making the bracha for someone else. And yet the Gemara wants to derive from this halachas and zimun, that in the case of Shnayim, there's no zimun. He says, al karchach, now on the top of the next page, if you flip, did birchas hazimun lavi bracha b'fnei atzma, she'ena b'chlal birchas mozel, lehavi b'chlal birchas hazimun. Which means that there are two categories of birchas hamozon. There's birchas hamozon of a yachid, and there's birchas hamozon of shlosha, which is a separate entity of Birkas HaMazon. And how do you change the nature of Birkas HaMazon when you have Shlosha? You add a Bracha of Zimun. And that Bracha of Zimun now impacts on Birkas HaMazon and transforms the Birkas HaMazon into a Birkas HaMazon of Shlosha.
Wait, but how did you learn it out?
Wait, just give me one more second just to finish the paragraph. Umishum hachi shapir ka'omar ha'gmara de'rab yochanan sha'omar shnayim sha'ochlu ka'achas echad mehen yotze be'birkas kavero bo'al lomar de'shnayim lo havi kishlosha she'tzorech birkas ha'mozon shel zimun. In other words, Rab Yochanan is addressing the following question. We have two entities of birkas ha'mozon. And Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you under what circumstances do we have the option of creating this new entity of Birkas HaMazon that has Birkas HaZimun in it. So when he tells us that you have two people, one could be Mevarach for the other person, what he's really saying in effect is that the other person is biyotze his chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon by hearing his friend's Birkas HaMazon. And in effect, he is now fulfilling his chiyuv of being mevarach Birkas HaMazon, totally independent of the other Birkas HaMazon. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is saying you cannot create this new entity of a Birkas HaMazon of a group Birkas HaMazon, unless you have Shlosha. If you don't have Shlosha, then one could be mevarach for the other one, and each one is Yotze with his own Birkas HaMazon. Now,
if you have three people, you can also have Shomea Kohen, right? And the one says the other two.
So then what you're doing is you're just omitting Zimun, if you follow what I'm saying. If you're operating with Shomer Ka'onah, that's not Zimun. Because the whole concept, the purpose of Zimun, is to create one entity, one unit of Birkas HaMazon.
Yeah, what I'm challenging is that he's learning it out because you can have Shomer Ka'onah, that if you have two people, you can't do Zimun.
Right, because all you have is
because
all you have is Shomea Ka'ona. In the case of Birkas Hazim B'Shlosha, you don't need a Shomea Ka'ona. Do you follow what I mean? Because the special unique nature of Birkas Hazim B'Shlosha is that you cut out Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona means that each person is an owner. Owner Ein Vav Nun Hei, meaning each person recited Birkas HaMazon on his own.
You can't have Shomea Ka'ona in three
No,
people?
Because if you have Shomea Ka'ona in three cases, you've undermined Zimun.
The point of having Shomea Ka'ona is, isn't it because the person was an Amal Aretz and couldn't make his own bracha?
Yeah, that could
so
be.
So now you have two Amal Aretz sitting with a person that doesn't have a bench and you're saying you can't do it.
No, I'm not saying you can't do it. What I'm trying to say is that if you activate the principle of Shomer Ka'ona, then you just can simply undermine the kiyum of Zimun. Because Shomer Ka'ona means each person is reciting his own Birkas HaMazon. Not physically, but al pi halacha, if you follow me. The idea of Birkas HaZimun is to create one entity like, I'll give you a mashal. Mashal man dover domer. Let's say, for example, chazaras hashatz. So when you hear the shatz, is that called shomei ka'ona? If it would be, then you've undermined the whole entity of chazaras hashatz.
No, but for the people who...
Right. Back in the day, if you turn the clock back, the people didn't know how to daven. You're right. Then you had only one. You had only one entity. You had what, chazaras hashatz. There was no shtil shmon esrei, right? There was only chazaras hashatz. Nowadays,
did people repeat with the guys who said it, or they just listened?
They only have to listen.
Okay.
They only have to listen. I would even go a step further. They don't have to recite Amen either. They just have to listen. But today, we don't have that situation of someone who's ignorant.
Are you?
Who can't daven. In other words, our formal institutionalized chazaras hashatz is not for the purpose of some person out there who's ignorant and he can't daven. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, that could happen
so
once.
It's because we have...
I think it's more today than ever.
Because it's the Masorah, that's why we do it. Huh?
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is that the whole point of chazaras hashatz today is to create one entity of a tefillah of the entire tzibur. It's a tefillas ha-tzibur. In that case, you're not dealing with shomei ka'ona. Why? Because if you would employ shomei ka'ona, then every individual is davening on his own. So you've undermined the whole purpose of chazaras hashatz. From that perspective, you might as well just have a shtil shmon esrei, let everyone daven his own shmon esrei.
No, you can't.
But you can say it's not because of one entity. You can say you're doing it because they did it then, and now we're continuing doing it.
Yeah, okay, but that's cheating. That's getting away easy. Yeah. I'm trying to make something, I'm trying to breathe life into chazaras hashatz.
You
remind me of Kiddush on Friday night in shul. Some people have the minhag of reciting Kiddush on Friday night in shul because that's what they did 1,000 years ago when people were guests and lived in the building.
They still do it today because you go to shuls. I don't know what it's like in America. I mean, this isn't our normal
but
you go to shuls in South Africa, people don't make Kiddush. So that's their
Kiddush. Fine. So then,
it's not
minig. I was saying, if you're deinu, even if there wasn't a minig like that, we would do it anyway for the sake of the guests. But I'm just pointing out that there are some German communities that's more common amongst the Yekim that they will recite Kiddush and Shul come high or heck water. You know what I'm saying? Why? You don't have a single guest sleeping in the Shul. But that's what we did in the old days, following the old tradition.
That's what we did in Shul England.
Yeah, because the English are basically German. I mean, you know what I mean? The Yekish have been hugging. I mean, if you were a British person laying, he'll probably lay the way the Yekis lay, if he's Ashkenazi.
In South Africa, they have a Kiddush on Friday night for the people.
Ah.
Like the proper Kiddush.
Right. So again, like I say, if you have a Kiddush on Friday night, right after davening, then you're going to want to make Kiddush, for sure. Again, I'm not. I don't want to get off too much on a tangent. What I'm just telling you is that if you could hear this, that Birkas HaZimun creates a whole new entity of Birkas HaMazon. That's what he's saying here, that there are two categories of Birkas HaMazon, and a different one from the other. One category of Birkas HaMazon means we're a bunch of Yechidim, each one is benching for himself. And if he doesn't bench for himself, he can listen to the other one benching, and he's Yeltsin Shomei Ka'ona. That's not what Zimun is all about. What Zimun is to create an entity where three people could create their own Birkas HaMazon, or if there's four people, five people, there's 10 people, it's a new Birkas HaMazon.
But can't they just be two separate concepts? A person can get up, say the Zimun, then carry on and say the whole of benching, and everybody else sits there and listens. The two don't have to be to cancel each other out at all.
Right, you're right. I mean, but again, I'm just pointing out that if you want to upgrade, you want to transform Birkas HaMazon to a new entity where we're all benching together, and that takes on a Hov Godel Elokeinu, right? Or what's the other pasuk? No, the other pasuk was the Rom Moshmo Yachdo, right? Right. What's the pasuk? The Rom Moshmo Yachdo, correct? According to one man, the other. Do you have it inside? Omer of Asi, Gadol Hashem Iti, Unurom Moshmo Yachtov. We want to create this new Unurom Moshmo Yachtov. How do we do that? Not through Shomei Ka'ona. Because Shomei Ka'ona means each one is benching for himself. We do it through Zimun. That's the magic of Zimun. The magic of Zimun creates the Roma Shlo Yachta.
No, I'm saying the two concepts don't contradict each other. The fact that the two people can do Shomeka, why should it tell you you can't do Zimun? Because the two are two separate things. You can do. It's possible to do both without negating.
But I'm saying if you want to upgrade Birkas Avos to this special level of the Kiyum of an Roma Shlo Yachta, then you need Zimun. In the absence of Zimun, you can't call in the Roma Shmo Yachta. You could say we're a bunch of individuals. Each one is being Yotze his mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon unto himself. He's a separate party. He's a Yochid. He's not part of a new Rabbim, a new multitude of people with one Birkas Hamazon. So if we're saying that the Birkas Hamazon now changes, you've impacted on the Birkas HaMazon to upgrade it, as we said before, then it means Birkas HaZimun is very logically part of Birkas HaMazon. And hence the Gemara calculates either 2, and then with Zimun it goes 3, because we're adding Birkas HaZimun, or 3, and then you add another bracha called Zimun, it goes up to 4, because Birkas HaMazon is an integral part Birkas HaZimun is an integral part of Birkas HaMazon. And now we go to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that in the absence of Zimun, one person is motzi the other person, right, as an individual. But if you had a third party, then you would have Zimun. And in Zimun, Zimun would not operate because of Shomea Ka'ona, because I heard you. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling you that if you only have Shnayim, you don't have Zimun. Again, if you would say that Zimun is a separate entity and it's not part of Birkas HaMazon, so then what's the shaykhus? What's the relationship between the statement of Rabbi Yochanan and how many people, the minimum number of people you need for Zimun? Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking about Zimun. He was talking about Shomea Ka'ona. That's a basic din in Birkas HaMazon. That's nothing to do with Zimun. And now he has a Magen Avraham. So this you'll see on the left column on page Kufchof Aleph. He says that the Magen Avraham makes a statement, and the later commentaries are very perplexed by the statement of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that in Birkas HaMazon it's an all or nothing proposition. Either you recite all the brachas of Birkas HaMazon, or you recite none of them. Because, I'll give you an example, it's like tzitzis. Is each tzitzis a separate mitzvah? You need 4 of them. Let's say I have only 3 out of 4. Do I get credit for 3 out of 4? No. It's all or nothing. You know, in the cups that we drink on the Leila Seder, it's not all or nothing. You have one cup, you drink one. If you have all 4, you drink all 4.
Like a tefillin, you can't put on a rosh.
Tefillin, each one is separate. But you have certain mitzvahs where you need all 4 together. All the 4 brachas of Birkas HaMazon make one unit, one entity. And if you drop one, you drop them all. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. And has the Magen Avraham know this? He knows it from the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav Hamin Aleph. And the Gemara says, "Lema ketanoi detani chado Birkas HaMazon shnayim u'shlosha tanya ilach gimel v'dalid savrua de kuliyama tova meitiv lav dorai samay labahok amifli man diom shnayim u'shlosha kasavar ad hazon," which means that we drop the bracha of hazon if we don't have a zimun, so we only have 2 brachas left. On the other hand, if we have 3 people, then we add Hazan together with Zimun, and we jack it up to the number 3. Umandi Omer Gimel V'Dalid Kosovar Ad Nivarech, which means that Hazan is not part of Zimun, so we always have 3 brachas minimum. But if we have a Zimun, we jack it up to 4 brachas. Varith Piresh Dekoy Bishnayim Vishlosha Bnei Adam. The numbers 2 and 3 do not refer to how many brachas there are in Birkas HaMazon, but rather how many people are actually reciting the bracha. So it works like this: Bnei Adam shekol echad yodei levarch rak bracha achas. We teach each one of these individuals one bracha. They're ignorant people, so they can learn one bracha. So then, what's going to happen is that kol echad. So let's see what goes on over here. Kol echad yivarech rak bracha achas. The Bechad of Raisa Tani Sheev Shalachali Pirkas Amosak Akli Shnayim Ushlosha Bnei Adam. Ubeidach Raisa Tani Sheev Shalachali Pirkas Amosak Ushlosha Varbo Bnei Adam. Yisalke Daitkuli Av Pirkas Atov Beit Vavi Derabbanu Veidam in Minyan Abrachos. So we only have in the Minyan Abrachos, we only have four brachos. What does it mean we have four brachos? Without a tov ha-meitiv, it means that we're also adding Birkas HaZimun. So you can have one person reciting Birkas HaZimun, another reciting Birkas HaZon, a third reciting Birkas Ha'aretz, and a fourth reciting Birkas Yerushalayim. Ha'magen Avraham Mefarish, the Lekach, ha-tov ha-meitiv lo havi b'minyan ha-brachos, b'shun dekeim ha-davi d'rabbanon, einam ha-keves yeser ha-brachos. Ah, beautiful. The Magen Avraham is saying that why don't we calculate Hatova Meitiv, which would jack up the number from 3 to 4 or 4 to 5. The answer is because that bracha is not Ma'akev. In other words, even in an event that, heaven forbid, you omitted Hatova Meitiv, you'd still be able to say Birkas HaMazon. And the Brice is only calculating the numbers that are li'kuva, that are absolutely critical in Birkas HaMazon. So the Magen Avraham says, you see that all the brachas are critical. Each one is ma'akiv the other one. You have to have all or nothing. So it's either three or four. So the Achronim don't understand this Magen Avraham. Why? Because Birkas HaZimun, let's say, is ad nevarech, according to Rav Nachman. Is vadei einem akeves yosar brachos. Right? Let's say you have a zimun and you left out zimun and you went ahead and benched. Would you be yosar brachos avos without zimun?
Depends how you consider it. If zimun's part of Birkas HaMazon, then you would not be yosar.
Right, but even if Birkas HaZimun is part of Birkas HaMazon, it's not a critical part. It's on one. It's like one notch lower than the other three brachos.
Is it? But it's doraita, no?
It's doraita, but yet it's not ma'akev. It's in that gray zone. You know, it's hatova meitiv drabbanon, bichlal it's drabbanon. Certainly, it's not ma'akev. The other three brachos are doraita, and they're according to Magen Avraham, they're ma'akvos. And then you have this bracha called zimun, which is part of Birkas HaMazon, but it's not Ma'akev. So again, let's go over the Kasha on the Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch says, if three people eat together, and they forgot to say Birkas HaZimun, nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch says, they were Yotzi Birkas HaMazon. Now let's go through. According to Rav Nachman, says that we have four brachos. Why? Because Rav Nachman holds that Azan is recited even without Zimun. Correct? So if Azan is not part of Zimun, how do we get the minyan of four brachos? We're going to have to add Zimun. And Ken Gama Gimel brachos Shel Mirkas HaMazon Yisom Dei Mak. Oh. In other words, when you got to the number of four, because Rav Nachman has Hazan as a separate independent bracha, so the number four includes Zimun. And we already established that Zimun is not Ma'akev. So if Zimun is not Ma'akev, then the other three are not Ma'akev. So if you have a number four, either they're all Ma'akev and it's a package deal, or if one is not Ma'akev, it means none of them are Ma'akev. So this is the Kasha on the Magen Avraham. How can the Magen Avraham prove from this Gemara that all of the brachas of Birkas HaMazon are ma'akvos, when one of the brachas in the calculation is Zimun, and Zimun is not ma'akiv? If Zimun is not ma'akiv in this number, then none of the brachas are ma'akiv. That's the kash on the Magen Avraham. Vanira bibir divrei ha-Magen Avraham, the afagad the Birkas HaZimun ain't ma'akiv, es yeser ha-brachos of Birkas HaMazon. Sheim shlosh shachu lomar nevarech ubarchu birkas hamazon v'li birkas hazimun yotzu yideich hamazon hayim ishum delogara shlosh shachlu mi yachid. So this comes back, Yonatan, to the point we're making before, that Birchas HaZimun enhances the Yachid, the Kiyum of Yachid. But it doesn't undermine the Kiyum of Yachid. So if you had Shlosh HaShe'achlu and they omitted Zimun, they could be Yotzei through the Yachid. Kemosha Yachid Yotzei Yidechov HaSpirkas HaMazim B'li Zimun. Kemosha Shlosh HaShe'achlu Yotzei Yidechov HaSpirkas HaZimun B'li Birkas HaZimun. Right, just like if you're only one person eating, you don't recite Birkas HaZimun and you Yotzei Birkas HaMazim, so too if you're three people and you omitted Birkas HaZimun, you're Yotzei Birkas HaMazim even without Zimun. Aval be'emes Hashnayim o Hasholosh brachos ma'akvo zu ezu b'yachid u'kmochein b'shlosh she'ochlu Hashtayim o Hasholosh brachos ma'akvo zu ezu. Ulam b'shlosh she'ochlu afki shelo omru birkas nevarech, we're on page Kuf Chav Beis, yatsu iker chovas birkas avos mikomakom. If they didn't recite the Birchas Nevarech, lo yotzu hach din the Birchas Hamazon shel Zimun, the Lekiyum din Birchas Hamazon shel Zimun, einu yotze hach din ela begimel odalid brachos. To be honest, the Eshnei din in Birchas Hamazon, it's Birchas Hamazon shel Yechidu, Birchas Hamazon shel Rabin, v'yafal gav tishlosh she'ochlu, v'lo birchu Birchas Hazimun. Lo yatsu yidei birchas hamazon shel rabim, mikom kom yatsu birchas hamazon shel yechidu. Oh, mishum hachi shayach shapir, lomar gimel odalid brachos, ma'akvos zu et zu. The kol shlo omar gimel odalid brachos, lo yatsu yidei chovas birchas hazimun shel rabim. That's what the Bogot Avraham has in mind. Achin afal gav the heichas lo omru birkas hazimun lo yotzu yidei chovas birkas hamazon shel rabim. But nevertheless, if they omit zimun and they recite birkas hamazon without zim, they don't have to recite another birkas hamazon because they were yotzei the chov of birkas hamazon shel rabim. The chol shekvar birchu birkas hamazon kvar nistalik mizeh. So wait a second. What I'm confused is, according to Magen Avram, are all the brachas ma'akvos? Ah, all the brachas are ma'akvos. The kashli objection we raised against the Magen Avraham is that in this calculation of four, we include Birkas HaZimun, and Birkas HaZimun is certainly not ma'akiv. So how can the Magen Avraham say that all four brachas are ma'akvos? He can't say that. It's impossible, because one of the four is Birkas HaZimun. The answer is nein. That fourth bracha is ma'akiv. It's ma'akiv in the kiyum of Birkas HaMazon Shel Zimun. That new entity, that new kiyum of Birkas HaMazon Shel Zimun, you must have a fourth bracha, meaning Zimun.
You're forcing a lot, but okay.
Are you following the logic? I just want to know, the logic here is very fascinating. The objection to the Magen Avraham is that How is the number four? How do you maintain the integrity of the number four and say that all of Birkas HaMazon is ma'akvos zu etzu when one of those four is Birkas HaZimun? And we know that if three people sat and ate and they unfortunately forgot to be mezamin, they yotzei Birkas HaMazon.
How exactly do you translate ma'akev?
Showstopper.
I call it critical, indispensable. It's
I think showstopper. Something the show can't carry on if you.
Cannot carry on. Right. If you like that, that's the best. The show cannot carry on. I call it indispensable. So that's called ma'akiv. So the Magen Avraham says that all the brachas of Birkas HaMazon are ma'akvos zu etzu. I call it an all or nothing. Either you recite all the brachas Or you get no credit at all.
We didn't learn that way. We learned the other way, that if you left after, if you left out Zimon, you're still Yoytzi.
Oh, so now the kasha is, how can the Magen Avraham say that all the brachas of Kriyas Shema Akva Zuzu? We know for sure that if you left out Zimon, which is one of the brachas of Kriya, of Birkas HaMazon, you were Yotze. And the Magen Avraham rests his case upon the number, let's say four, right? See, so the four means that all these brachas are akvos, and that's why the number four. Well, wait a minute, one of those brachas is no. Birkas Hazimun, and we know that Birkas Hazimun is not ma'akid. So nispar da chavila, meaning the whole package falls apart now, because if one of those four is not ma'akid, we can't prove anything from the number four.
He's only talking about benching with Hazimun.
Correct, that's what he's saying, that as far as benching with Zimun is concerned, that bracha of Zimun is absolutely critical. You can't do away with it. Hence the number four. But again, if you ask me why these three brachos are ma'akev, that's because of Birkas HaMazon even biyachid. If you ask me why the fourth bracha, meaning Zimun, is ma'akev, that's because of the new category or kiyum of Birkas HaMazon b'Zimun. Now at this point, I'd like you to fast forward to page Kuf Chav Gimel. Yonatan, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, you sound like you're a little bit under the weather.
Yeah.
He's a tzaddik, he comes to share.
Right. Yeah. All it's of like, you tzaddikim. I'm a kulam tzaddikim.
Not like this lazy guy.
Okay. Let's not be... Okay. Now, do you see on the bottom right of your page a section that's called Birkas HaZimun, right? You can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts with the two opinions, Rav Asi and Rav Yavo. From whence do we derive Birkas HaZimun? According to Rav Asi, from Gadol Hashem Iti and Romo Shmo Yachtov. According to Rav Yavo, from Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elokein. Later on, as we saw before, Daf Mem Chesamid Beis, the Brisa says that we derive Zimun from the Achalta v'Savata uberachas Hashem Elokecha Zu Birchas HaZimun. So it's a little bit odd. Tzarech Bir Damailo Hevia Gemara Hacha, at the beginning of the Perek, this Brisa that derives Zimun from uberachas Hashem Elokecha. Instead, the Gemara has two alternative sources, one of Ravasi and one of Avo, but no mention whatsoever of this pasuk. V'achaltem sevot v'achtos Hashem Elokecha. By Nirbazeh, Tehine Birkas HaZimun Ichlal Beitarte Chada Tosefes Brocha Shel Birkas HaZimun. I'm just going to fast forward to the left column, third line. Fourth line. Ulam yesh din nosaf bebirkas hazimun. Shal yidei birkas hazimun. Chal din tziruf. Bebirkas hamazon. You hear what he's saying? This is again l'shitoso. Not only is zimun add another bracha, which is called birkas hazimun, but it also impacts on the entire birkas hamazon. Why? Because it changes, transforms the Birkas HaMazon from a Birkas HaMazon of Yechidim to a Birkas HaMazon of a Zimun, of Rabin. And that's what Rashi means at the beginning of our discussion. We quoted Rashi, Shal Yidei Birkas HaZimun, Shal Birkas HaMazon, Choshid Birkas Rabin. V'chein Kosva Tzlach, this is the note of Yehuda, he says, Al Yidei Birkas HaZimun, Kol Birkas HaMazon, Choshid Birkas Rabin. Oh, v'nira, now let's see how he answers this question. V'hanach trei kro, yalfinin trei dinim, nifradim. V'mikradim v'chaltim v'zavot v'rach yalfinin sheyesh chiv tosefes bracha shel birkas hazimun. In other words, from this pasuk v'chaltim v'zavot, we're trying to calculate how many brachos make up birkas hamazon. Right? These are the various drashos. And each bracha is a separate entity. So you have a chiyuv birchas hazon, you have a chiyuv birchas Yerushalayim, you have a chiyuv birchas hazimun. So that's called Tosefes Bracha. We add another bracha, which is Birchas Hazimun. But we still don't know that Birchas HaZimun, in addition to being a Tosefes Bracha unto itself, it also impacts on the entire Birchas HaMazon, to upgrade Birchas HaMazon from that of Yechidim to that entity of Rabbin. For that I need the Pasuk Gadlul Hashem Iti Unarom Mashmo Yachtov. And the Yachtov means that we have a Tziruf in the entire Birchas HaMazon. So Yachtov doesn't just mean that I'm inviting you to bench. What it means is I'm changing the whole nature of the benching of the Birkas HaMazon through the Tziruf, through the linking together of all these people into one Birkas HaMazon. V'chashu Birkas HaMazon shel Rabin. Wow. This is, I don't know, gentlemen, I may not have succeeded in getting you excited about this. I'm very excited about this. This is a beautiful answer. Why does the Gemara at the beginning of the Perek not quote the drasha on Daf Memches, which is in the very pasuk of Yechalt of Savot? The answer is that pasuk is only calculating how many brachas there are in Kriyat in Birkas HaMazon. Our Gemara at the beginning of the Perek wants to know, how do you know that once you add this bracha Birkas HaMazon of Zimun, not only have you added another bracha in the calculation, but you've also impacted on the entire Birkas HaMazon? It's like I hold on to something and I pick up the whole business with it. You follow what I mean? It's like a, I don't know what you want to call it, a projected, you know, some sort of stick or staff. You know, with that I pick up everything.
It's a break.
Pick up sticks, yeah.
Hine Rashi b'dibra masel shlosha sha'achlu.
Upgrade.
Lizdamein, kosev det lizdamein yachad. This is the Rashi at the beginning of the perek. Lizdamein yachad litziruf bracha b'loshen rabim ko nevarich. Hare lo kosev shechayovin levarich bracha no sefes. Rashi doesn't say, well, we have three people eating together, we have to add another bracha. That's not what it says. Rashi says lizdamein yachad litziruf bracha. What Rashi is telling us is that through this zimun, we have a tziruf bracha. We have all three people forming a new entity, a new unit. The Mishnah says, "Lo ba lomar shechayev levar tosefes bracha shel zimun." Kiim the Mishnah says, "Ba lomar shal yidei birkas hazimun chal din tziruf birkas hamazon vechashin birkas hamazon shel rabin." Ulefize asi shap the Gemara parch minani mili lo mishani kiriksiv yachaltem zvat rachtas Hashem olkecha. It means that the pasuk in V'achaltav Svat V'racha is only coming to add a Tosefes Bracha, but how do we know that that Tosefes Bracha of Zimun impacts on, change the whole nature of how Birkas HaMazon, making it into a Birkas HaMazon of Rabim, that we can only derive from the pasuk in the Rosh Hashanah Yachta. V'hinei tzarech iyun im hanach trei dini diichlalu beBirkas HaZimun tluy ma'adodi o dienom tluy ma'adodi v'afil v'chaygavne delo mekayim hachdin diichlal beBirkas HaZimun dechal tziruf akati yochel lekayim hachdin levarech brachin osefes. So he wants to know, is it possible to fulfill this mitzvah of a bracha no sefes of zimun even without creating a tziruf? Dina Ramam kosav shlosha shachlu v'yotza echad mehem l'shuk is korin lo kidei sheyechavi l'shmoa ma shein omrim. Right? This is your case, Alan, from before, where one of the people is not actually benching with us. Right, so he's part of the Zimun, but he's not benching with us. So imagine you have two people are ready to bench, the third party is not ready to bench, but he'll respond to the Zimun. Now if he responds to the Zimun, we gain a Tosefes Bracha of Zimun, but we don't have a Tziruf Yachad, because the Tziruf Yachad requires all three people. Brilliant. She yuchal chavid mashem omrim, zamen and olav, v'hu bashuk, later on he'll have to make his own Birkas HaMazon. So you see that his addition, you know, to the group is not in terms of his Birkas HaMazon that he's going to recite later on, but rather it adds the possibility of a Tosefes Bracha.
It's not mamish. It's not mamish shlosha that are benching together. That's not the tziruf that you're talking about.
No, it's just deferring.
No, it can't be shlosha benching together because one of them is not benching. You only have two benching.
So you don't have that.
But you're still allowed to do it. I mean,
you do it, but what for the first din? What was the first din that we derived from the pasuk of chalta v'savot v'irach on daf memches? That din was the tosefes bracha. So now you have the enhancement by adding a tosefes bracha. But the second din, which we derive from the Roma Yisro Yachtov, that we're not going to fulfill because that's not you can't clinch that through Nevarach Baruch HaLokeinu Shechal Mishlo by answering to Zimun. For that you have to bench so that we have this new Birkas HaMazon of the three people.
What is Elokeinu?
Yeah, do you have enough?
We need all of it.
No, but I'm saying with all of us you have it?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so we'll stop.
What does Elokeinu have?
Elokeinu has to do with Asara, and that creates a new Birkas HaMazon of Asara. No, as we're talking about Birkas HaMazon of Shlosha, there's an additional entity called Birkas HaMazon of Asara. This is a very good introduction to Birkas HaZimut.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.